Father Stu comes out on April 13th, and now joining us on Morning Air is veteran actor and producer Mark Wahlberg, one of the most respected actors in Hollywood. He's earned both Academy Award and Golden Globe nominations for his outstanding work over the years. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Morning Air. Thanks so much for joining us. It's great to be with you this morning.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Mark, first of all, what inspired you and why were you so passionate about telling this real-life story of Father Stu?
It's just such an inspiring story. I think it's certainly something that everybody needs in this really difficult time that we're living in. Everybody's been through some difficulties, and so this movie is going to really inspire a lot of people and touch a lot of people.
You have said to other media outlets that The Father Stu is the most important film you've ever done as an actor. Can you fill us in?
Yeah, I mean, this is a love letter for me to the Lord, to Father Stu. He inspired and touched so many people. We're now, you know, getting his message out there to the world. This is an opportunity for me to utilize all those talents and gifts that have been given to serve God's greater good and you know, do my part.
Mark, for the folks who have not seen the trailer or don't know too much about your film, can you give us just a short synopsis of the storyline of Father Stu?
Stu is the least likely guy to become a priest. He was a boxer, troublemaker, went to Los Angeles to try to become an actor, fell in love with a girl who happened to be very involved in the church. So that's kind of how he got led to the church. But through these different events, not only he had a horrific accident, and then he decided not only was he going to become baptized, but he was going to become a priest, which everybody thought he was absolutely crazy. And then he went on to touch a lot of people in a very short amount of time in the priesthood.
And we're talking about someone in Father Stu who really had some real-life struggles. He was authentic, a real guy. Is that what made him so special?
Absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, with all that real-life experience that he had when he was then ministering to people and counseling them, you know, they knew he had credibility because he had been through so much himself, and he could really, really articulate that to people.
What about this role of Father Stu? Has this role allowed you to really embrace passionately your deep Catholic faith?
Absolutely. 110%, and I'm looking forward to making more faith-based content in the future.
What does your faith mean for you as a Catholic?
I mean, it's everything. I accredit everything good in my life, both personally and professionally, to my faith. It just gives me such comfort, you know? I get a lot of joy and a lot of comfort.
And obviously, you believe so much in this project that you actually went out and financed the movie by yourself. How difficult a decision was that for you?
It's tough. They say the golden rule is you never finance a film. But, you know, I knew I wanted to make the film and I wanted to have complete creative control. So, you know, what are you going to do? Take a swing, right? In a movie, touching so many people, so I think, you know, it was a wise choice.
And you took a page right out of Mel Gibson's playbook, who also put up a lot of his own money in making The Passion of the Christ. In fact, you actually got to work with Mel and Jackie Weaver, who played the parents.
Yeah, I picked Mel's brain about it pretty early on, about financing the film himself, and I definitely was inspired by that.
How special was it to work with a fellow Hollywood legend in Mel Gibson?
He and I had worked together already. He played my dad now twice. He played my dad in Daddy's Home 2, and then he played my dad here in Father Stu. And Mel was Bill Long's first choice to play himself.
Now, Mark, you've also experienced your own fair share of trials, personal turmoil and loss. Can you see the parallels between that in your life and that of Father Stu?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are many, many, many similarities. I really felt like I spent a lifetime preparing to play this role. And I'd be hard-pressed to find somebody of my generation who would be more suited to play this part than me.
I understand that, unfortunately, you lost your mom during the filming of this movie. That had to be so heart-wrenching. What a difficult time to be making a movie and losing your mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was as difficult a time as I've ever had. Thankfully, I had lots of support with my family and friends, and to really kind of rally around me.
How about your family? How has the family received this movie?
Oh, it's been fantastic. I just did a screening. We had a premiere in Helena, Montana for Stu's family, which was amazing. And then we had another premiere in Boston, and my entire family came, which was really nice. No dry eyes in the theater.
Absolutely. Well, I am so much looking forward to seeing the movie for sure. So make sure to bring some Kleenex to see it. What have you heard from the folks who have had a chance to see the pre-screening of it?
Oh, I've never had a reaction to a film like this. I mean, I've been in some good ones. To see people laughing and crying, and then most importantly, being so inspired. And also, they're all challenging themselves now to do a little bit more and to be a little bit better, you know, and find out whatever their role is in God's big picture, to identify what that is and to go out and seek it out and just to be better. So it's really inspiring. I couldn't ask for a better reaction to the film.
When you look at this real life of Father Stu, there's got to be a lot of life lessons for everyday Catholics and other Christians to learn from this movie. Can you talk about a few of the life lessons we can learn from Father Stu?
Yes. I mean, my gosh, you know, just challenging people to see the good in people, you know, to see the good in people and know that nobody's beyond redemption, and we want to root for people to be their best self. So, again, I people are going to be very, very inspired by this.
Now, I understand that to make this film, you had to actually gain a few pounds to play Father Stu.
Yeah, that was the least bit of fun, putting on all that weight. We were eating up to 11,000 calories a day.
Wow.
So, terrible. But it was really important to show Stu, who, you know, most of his life, everything was predicated on his physical abilities. And then for him to lose that, but gain so much power and strength spiritually, that was the big transformation. So we wanted audiences to actually see that happening.
Well, what do you hope that this film will do for the people who get to go see it?
Well, I promise it's going to inspire everybody who sees it. And again, it will challenge them to do a little bit more, or just to be a little bit better, kind of, you know, whatever that is, whatever they're called to do, that they go and embrace that. And I think it's going to be a movie that's going to bring people together, which is really nice.
Mark, we're here in Holy Week, obviously the holiest of weeks for Catholics and other Christians. How special is it for you to have Father Stu coming out right here during Holy Week?
It's such a blessing. It's such a blessing. I can't wait to go to a theater and experience it with an audience. And having here, and it's been heard, you know, hearing it talked about in church and all that stuff, it's been really nice. You know, because the movie has language and it is rated R, you know, there were some concerns early on with the church and the archdiocese. And then for them to have seen the film and given me the most glowing reviews and really understand the importance of the language and the violence to get to where Stu was, I mean, it's given me the most glowing reviews and support that I could have ever imagined.
Well, Mark, I want to give you the microphone and the platform here in the closing moments to speak directly to our Catholic audience coast to coast from Maui to Maine, nearly 200 stations. They want to hear it right from you, an invitation to go see the movie.
Yes, I'm really excited that everybody go out this Holy Week and see Father Stu in a theater, laughing and crying with your fellow moviegoers. I promise you this movie will inspire you and reignite hope and faith and also challenge people to do more.